This is our town.
My town once again here at Listener. Hello, it's Lou and Al. And once again, thank you so much for checking out our podcast. Where today, Lou, we're getting into the wonderful world of local sport. And as you said during the interview that we're going to replay for you in just a sec, geez, we do well for sport on the border, don't we?
Oh, we 100% do. For population size and everything, we have some incredible sports people here on the border in all sorts of sports.
Absolutely. Yeah. You, naturally, you think well, the two of the biggest sports here on the border region have got to be football and netball, obviously. But they're certainly soccer superstars. Hockey's massive. Water polo. What a following water polo has around the border.
Yeah, absolutely.
Motorsport?
Yep. There's just so many different sports. So it's no surprise that we do well in basketball as well. And obviously, we have one of the best basketballers in the world, who is our very own Lauren Jackson, who not only was born and raised on the border, but lives here and plays with one of our border basketball teams. So.
And there can't be too many active sports people, sporting heroes like Lauren, that actually have a sports centre named after them, and they're still playing.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's
the
true.
Thing. Like, when you think about
well,
it, usually
I mean, she
it's
has come back.
Yeah, but usually it's in honour of a sporting great who has retired and you know, is maybe possibly coaching at an elite level. But not only is she is playing this Friday.
Yes, and if you want to see one of the best basketballers in the world in action, you can.
Part of the Albury Wodonga Bandits team, and at her very own sports centre is where they take on the Centre of Excellence coming up this Friday. Today, we caught up with new coach Sam McDonald, who's only been in the official, do you call it a coach's uniform or a bib or a sash? What do you?
I don't know.
The
coaching booth.
The coaching box. Sam McDonald, he's only been in there since September last year, but the team on absolute fire. And this is the big chat that we had with him earlier today. The Lauren Jackson Sports Centre ready to rumble this Friday, Lou, because there's a couple of cracker games of our own Albury Wodonga Bandits take on the awesomely named Centre of Excellence.
To find out how this basketball season's going, and we already said it is going pretty well for the Albury Wodonga Bandits women's team, we're going to catch up with Sam McDonald, this year's coach of the team. Hi, Sam.
G'day, how are we going?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, thank you.
We'd ask you how you're going, Sammy, but honestly, you took over the reins back in September. You're 3 wins from 3 games. Could you be more prouder of the team you've inherited?
Oh, yeah, no, look, we've had a great start to the season. We're pretty happy. We've got things to work on, but yeah, we're happy.
He's smiling, Lou, you can hear it.
So when you found out Lauren was keen to play for the team again, I'm imagining that was a fairly happy day too.
Yeah, look, it was difficult. We had to find somewhere to fit her into the team. But, you know, we're always happy to have Lauren on board. She's a phenomenal ambassador for the sport, for Albury and Wodonga, and our local basketball. So, yeah, we're very privileged to have her as part of our program.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, coming up, the big game, the big clash this Friday, Sammy, is up against the Centre of Excellence. Now, just out of curiosity, because you guys are first, I wondered where they were on the ladder. They are 12th, but they haven't played a game for 2024. What's the situation there?
Yeah, so obviously the Centre of Excellence are the best 12 female and male basketballers in Australia, or targeted athletes, and they are still juniors. So last week there was the under 18 nationals held in Brisbane, which Albury Basketball Association had 4 athletes representing New South Wales in that, and so they got the first 2 rounds off because obviously 8 of their 12 players were in Brisbane. So
there you go.
They didn't actually have enough to field a team.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Now, in Albury Wodonga, generally speaking, we kind of punch above our weight, don't we, when it comes to, well, sport in general, but we do pretty well in basketball too.
Yeah, we do. You know, in the Centre of Excellence team that we're playing on Friday night, there's Jade Crook, who was on our squad last year with the Bandits. So she'll be playing her first game for the Centre of Excellence. Like I said, there was, including Jade, there was another 3 athletes that represented New South Wales country, and Claudia Hocking, Alira and Kajana McCowan. And then we've got a number of others that are coming through. So we have some real talent in basketball. But yeah, as you said, sport in the area, it's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Sammy, who do you see as the biggest threat to the Bandits this season? I mean, the Falcons and both the Crusaders are, you know, just gunning for that top position. Are either one of those two on your radar as, geez, this team is really worth watching out for?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Centre of Excellence, they're always good because they are 12 elite athletes training day in, day out. So they'll be tough. North, who we play on Saturday night, they're the reigning champions. I think they're 2-0 at the moment, so they're another good team. Central Coast is actually coached by former Albury Wodonga Bandits women's player Rachel Manpar. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of a rivalry there. They also have Leilani Mitchell, who just won the WNBL championship with Lauren with the Southside Flyers. So they're a very good unit. And yeah, Newcastle, like you said, they're always there or thereabouts. So they've got a WNBL player and a solid import. So yeah, we've got some people gunning for us. We're really looking forward to the challenge.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like definitely a game worth watching as you know, top of the ladder at the moment.
Yes, going great, guys.
If we want to get along to the Lauren Jackson Sports Centre and watch the game, what time's tip off?
Yeah, so the women tip off at 6 p.m. and the men will be at 8 p.m. on Friday night. And then on Saturday night against North's Bears, we tip off at 5:30 and the men are at 7:30. And you can get your tickets if you go to the Albury Wodonga Bandits website on Intix.
Love it. All right, Sammy, yeah. Good luck. He's hoping that coming up on Monday we talk about your continuing success because your percentage at the moment is ridiculously high and you've just blown the rest of the teams out of the water. But good luck with all of the games both Friday and the weekend, and it's awesome catching up with you this morning.
Thank you very much for the chat, and I hope you guys have a good day, and thanks for the support.
Anytime. This is Triple M. Hey, that's it for my town today. Please take care of yourselves. And don't forget, too, as we are celebrating local sport, at the moment on the Radio Listener app, we are also celebrating the best businesses around with our Best of the Border here at Triple M.
We are. So every day we'll give you a new category to vote for, and triplem.com.au is the place to place your vote for Best of the Border. Thanks to Social Plus, Care with Heart.
And we'll be back on your Radio Listener app before you know it.